This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Soy Checkoff is finding uses for soybean meal as biofuel demand increases. We'll have more right after this.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
U.S. soy farmers across 30 states recently gathered together in Louisville, Kentucky for the Soy Checkoff's board meeting to discuss investments that bring forward sustainable solutions to every life, every day. United Soybean Board Treasurer Brent Gatton said one of the topics included looking ahead to checkoff work in 2025.
We're continuing our FY25 build-out that we actually started at our December board meeting. So we have 77 directors on our board, and out of the 77 directors, they're split up into three priority working groups. It's health and nutrition, innovation technology, and infrastructure and connectivity. And in these groups this week, our primary objective was to get in these work groups, farmers get together, collaborate, brainstorm, put together their wish list of items and areas that they would like to see us invest checkoff dollars for FY25. So whether that be through research, education, or promotion, just trying to come up with ideas of ways to move the pile.
Biofuel demand is among the top priorities for farmers, but also something has to be done with all of the soybean meal that is a byproduct of that production. Fortunately, Gatton said there are some exciting new projects to increase soy meal exports.
One of the main things that we really want to focus on is, you know, biofuel demand is it's just peaking up there for us, but we've got to do something with the meal. So now we're trying to find new ways to move the pile of meal, you know. And one of the most exciting things that we invested in here recently was the Port of Grays Harbor. The investment and infrastructure study that we did there, we were able to increase our soybean meal exports to Southeast Asia from 3 million metric tons to 6 million metric tons. So it's ideas and things like that that farmers come up with that just help move the pile and give a positive return on investment for farmers back here in the United States.
For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.